And we are here with the publisher of Mount Pleasant Magazine, where the readers of Mount Pleasant Magazine once again voted The Bridge best radio station in the Lowcountry, and we are very happy for that. We say good morning to Bill Macchio. How you doing, Bill?
Good, Richard. Good. How you doing, man?
Doing fine.
I have to say, congratulations. I mean, it's awesome. You guys were voted, and I was talking to your general manager, Paul. You guys didn't try to get the votes. It's strictly organic. Is that right?
Well,
you guys encourage
people? I mean, we just do our job, which is play music and be live and local, and then we'll see where the chips may fall. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited to be doing the morning show, because this is a station that has a well-earned reputation.
Definitely. Well, it's got deep roots, for sure.
Absolutely. You know? Now, how does it work with Mount Pleasant Magazine as far as the nomination process, the voting process? How is it tallied?
Well,
who is the best?
Some of the other mediums in town, they'll do nomination. We don't do that. You just get on the best of vote bestofmp.com, and you can vote for whoever, whenever you want to, 24 hours a day, and it goes into a database. And it's really important to understand this, right? There's no pay to play. Nobody can stroke a check and they get, this is all reader digest. It's reader oriented.
Why do you have a tally on sort of the numbers?
Oh, for sure, man. So this year we had over 47,000 people vote. And the last, the years we've been doing it, last 10 years, we've had 326,000 votes. Is that crazy?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and you know, and being a resident of Mount Pleasant, you know, I see Mount Pleasant Magazine, which comes out, what, six times a year?
Comes out six times a year, published every other month. Uh-huh.
Now, it's a really slick publication. I mean, this is tell me the roots of Mount Pleasant Magazine. How long has it been out, and just how it goes about putting
well,
this
that's
out?
Well, that's a good question. And if any of your listeners pick up an issue, please try to read y'all my pub note, because Richard, I used to publish a East Cooper magazine,
right? Okay.
And in 1990, the first best of, this is kind of cool, the first best of was actually in 1989, the year of Hugo. We did a best of, and in my pub note I speak to how we got votes back then, and there's actually a URL that I posted, Richard's funny a sec. I posted all the results from the 1990, like best video store or best place to get your film processed. You know, it's crazy. But yeah, if you read the pub note, you can see that. But yeah, so it started with East Cooper Magazine in 1989, and when I relaunched East Cooper Magazine as Mount Pleasant Magazine, we decided to do the best of. So personally, Richard, I think it's the first form of social media, and it's in print. It's been around a long time, but think about it. People are telling their friends and neighbors who they think are the best at this or the best at that. We had 212 questions this year in six categories, and so they voted on their best attorney or best pet store or best radio station.
And well, and the thing is that you can then refer back to the magazine at any time during the year to say, you know, I'm going to go to get my car fixed.
Absolutely.
I need to get my air conditioning fixed, or I need to get some flowers or whatever. And you can see in there what other people who are
absolutely
your neighbors and friends to think about.
And since Mount Pleasant in the East Cooper area, there's so, all over Charleston, there's so many new people moving here. What happens is, especially new residents, and we direct mail Mount Pleasant Magazine to all newcomers throughout the year that come to Daniel Island, Isle of Palms, Sullivan's Island, Mount Pleasant. And those people, my understanding is from our surveys we've taken, they love it and they keep it around, just like you're saying, because they're new to the area. They don't have that buddy down the street, the next door neighbor, to say, hey, because they don't know the people. No. So the newcomers really use this as a Bible almost.
All right. So let's say there's somebody right now who's listening. They're like, you know, I live in Somerville, but I love to visit Mount Pleasant. Or I live in North Charleston, Goose Creek, Monk's Corner, whatever, and I love to go over to Mount Pleasant. I'd like to get a copy of Mount Pleasant Magazine. Where can you get one?
Well, of course, they can always subscribe, and we have almost 200 subscribers. Matter of fact, if you go to readmpm.com, subscribe 2020, you can go to that URL, and the first 25 people will get a free magazine. So it's readmpm.com/subscribe2020. But anyway, they can subscribe, or if you go to buy any of the Publix in Mount Pleasant or any of the Harris Teeters in Mount Pleasant, they can pick up their copy.
So, I also want to say I saw it at Barnes & Noble over there in Town
yes,
Center.
Yes, I have a rack over there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It flies off the rack over there for sure.
So now, what you mentioned this has been around now for three decades in one form or another.
Correct, correct.
Now, I'm sitting here thinking about, I used to take my old photography to Ritz Camera on Coleman Boulevard.
Exactly.
In the Moultrie Plaza.
Is that crazy? Is that crazy?
But that's the thing is Mount Pleasant has changed so much in the last three decades, and I imagine that's been one of the key themes in many respects in Mount Pleasant Magazine over the decades is reflecting how much this area has changed.
It does.
And what we have east of the Cooper.
One of the ways that I decide or the team decides what to publish is when we put something on social media, if it gets a lot of traction, we realize that people want this, okay? And so we do a lot of historic articles in Mount Pleasant Magazine. Mm-hmm. Every issue, there's something of history in there. And people love reading it, Richard. I put it online, and we've got 42,000 people on our Facebook page. I'll put it online, and it trends very quickly.
Well, it's just that people in Mount Pleasant, we're a cliquish area that we love so much, but we love a magazine like that that sort of represents what's going on in our backyard. And also the fact the photography and the way that this is put together is a really sharp magazine.
Well, I appreciate that. Anybody can read it online, by the way, readmpm.com.
That's I'm so tactile. I like that in my hand.
Oh,
you can't read
too.
It online.
Yeah. Well, I only say that because some of your listeners may not be in Mount Pleasant. But what happens, too, is when people read print, okay, and they have it in their hand like you're talking about, it's neurologically they know that it's been studied that you comprehend things that are in print more than you do when you're flipping and clicking and swiping.
Absolutely. Amazing how that worked in the 20th century. Again, the 21st century with technology moving faster than our ability to cope with it. But nonetheless, you look at this and you look at the magazine and when you open up the front cover, there is the
Yes.
I guess the Annie Leibovitz style tuxedo.
That is
and
so funny, Richard. You're talking that. That's Jen Cady did that photo. She's done it with me now for the last 8 years or since she's been in town. And that's exactly where she and I, because when I first met her, this is a true story, Richard. In the first 5 minutes of meeting her, I said, "What's your favorite magazine?" She said, "Vanity Fair." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, I want to do a Vanity Fair-esque cover." And that's how it all started.
Well, because you have all of them, all the people.
Including you, I might add. Yes, including you.
I was happy to wear the tux and the nice white bow tie. Thank you, Jeans Bridal in Mount Pleasant. Appreciate that. And it's a great photo. And over the years, you've had a real eclectic mix
yes.
of people in that
yes.
cover photo.
Yeah, I've been blessed by the reception of the magazine over the years, and also when I ask people to show up and do this, they're eager to, and without sounding corny, it kind of warms my heart.
An honor.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very, very cool.
It's an honor.
Did you like doing it?
Absolutely. We were at the Butcher and Boar in Mount Pleasant right there on Coleman Boulevard, a new restaurant that I'll be checking out, by the way, for a restaurant week. But that's another thing. And because when we were there, it was so nice. I'm like, I need to come back here and check this place out. So restaurant week seems like the perfect time.
Yeah, it is a very cool place. The setting was really perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, really perfect.
But also just the fact that you have all these people from eclectic backgrounds. When I look at this, you've got from Askew's and from East Cooper Community Outreach, and you got Josh Marthers from Channel 2 and me there, and just you got a real mishmash of people
that represent all the industries.
Yeah, it's a snapshot of Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, it very, very much so is, definitely for sure.
And the magazine as a whole is a snapshot of Mount Pleasant and East Cooper, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, Daniel Island. You look at this and you say, This is a really sharp publication, and I'm honored to represent the bridge, and the bridge is flattered.
Well, we're honored to have you on there, Richard. Seriously, the station here was excited that you were coming on air with them, kind of like your return to radio, and it was great. So I was that's one of the reasons I invited you to come. We invited you to come because you guys were voted best of, and we've had this conversation. It was organic. You didn't try to get votes. You didn't ask people to get votes. People just voted for you, Richard. That's awesome.
Well, and we also just can't imagine the critic in a tuxedo. There's just something wrong about that. Now, can you give us a preview of what's coming up this year in Mount Pleasant Magazine in 2020? Some of the things that you're thinking about percolating on for the future?
Well, the next issue, March, April, is our beautiful home edition, and we're going around different neighborhoods and doing interviews. We always have... and we're taking pictures of these houses, and I believe that we're all kind of voyeurs at heart a little bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so we like to look inside houses. So that's going to be a theme in our March, April, and then every issue, like July, August, we do a lot of things on pets. And we have in the March, going back to March, April, we also have the North Mount Pleasant magazine, and that we do inside, and then we reprint it as a separate magazine, because like we all know, the area is growing.
It's crazy that you mentioned North Mount Pleasant,
right?
Because at that end of town that has grown so much, it's going to really be interesting when they open the new high school in Mount Pleasant.
Yes.
You really are going to have that dynamic in the coming years build even more, where you're going to have a northern end of town and a southern end of town. You're going to have a Beckham end of town, Beckham High School end of town, and
definitely
a Wando end of town. It's a new dynamic.
It's a cosmopolitan area. It's all grown, and we're excited to. Matter of fact, we own northmountpleasant.com, so people can go there and read the magazine, but they can also learn about the different areas in different neighborhoods. More houses were sold in North Mount Pleasant than South Mount Pleasant this past year in 2019. And it costs a little bit more to live in, according to the facts with the MLS or Charleston, the prices of houses in South Mount Pleasant are slightly more than the prices of houses in North Mount Pleasant.
See, this is a fascinating thing to take a snapshot of what Mount Pleasant is like now and how it has changed over the decades. And it's changing before our very eyes.
For sure. And, you know, people talk about the success of the magazine. Bottom line is, Mount Pleasant Magazine represents an awesome town. And it's because of that that it's successful. Not necessarily what we're doing, not necessarily the pretty photographs, but Mount Pleasant's an awesome place to live, Richard. And that's why the magazine's successful.
Well, I've been there for decades. My son was born there, and I plan on dying there. I'll be there forever because it's a great place to live. And we are so honored the readers of Mount Pleasant Magazine to name the bridge the best radio station. And like I said, I was honored to represent the bridge in that photo shoot. And it's great to have you up here. So readmpm.com.
Readmpm.com will take you to the digital. Actually, readmpm.com, Richard, will take you to our archives dating back when the first issue when we had on the front cover, we had Billy Swales.
Yes, the former
mayor. Thanks for having me,
Richard.
No, Bill,
thank you for everything, and thank you again to the readers of Mount Pleasant Magazine. We really appreciate it here at 105.5 The Bridge.